Well, we're here. It's day 7 of 36 channels in 36 days. Welcome. This is Mercedes Warwick. And through the breath yesterday, we were able to come into a space of setting, actually becoming an active participant in setting our intention and planting it into the infinite mind. So today we're going to just be quiet and see what Spirit has for us. The guidance has been taking us through step by step, so let's get started. Welcome. Thank you for being here. Namaste. Anoni eke na no yeko yena ani eko ni eke na nani yoko greetings. Anoni eke na ni yoko okona yeke na. It is almost like we want to say greetings from across all time and space this morning. Yeshke na nani yoko. Partially because yeshke na nani yoko okona, the work that we are doing together is really transcending the dimensional space. Yoshkona nani yeke na anani yoko okona. And the dimensional time. Yeshke na nani yoko. You are coming into a certain amount of freedom. Yeshke na nani yoko okona yeke na. So, yena, the understanding of the universal laws in Niyoko concert with the understanding of Anoni Yeshkena, the infinite unknown, Yeshkena Nananiyoko, is bringing you into a great capacity to expand your mind, Yoko Naniyekena. Anoni Yeshkena, and the illustration is Yoko Naniyeke, that your mind is actually the infinite I am, Yoko Naniyena. It only yoko ni yeke na ni yoko. It's almost like close your eyes, yeke na na ni yoko, and see what you see, yeshkona na ni yoko. And when you close your eyes, there's no top or bottom or no container, yeshke na na ni yoko, yena. That's the void. Yashko nani eke na nani yoko. Interesting way of thinking about it, yashke na. But what is above is below, yashko na eke na. Yeno nani yoko. So you are carrying with you the infinite I am, anoni yashke na nani yoko, within your physical space, yena. Interesting. Anono yashke na yoko na niena. Gives maybe a whole different meaning to your mind's eye, even. Yoshko na niena. I can see something in my mind's eye. Yoshko na niena. So now, let's see what we have. We have, you walk in a sacred space, yeshke na. And that sacred space is not a physical place. It is a space that you carry with you always, yeke na, everywhere you go, yeke na, you can be your sacred space. You have the state of God, yoshko na, which is a way of looking at your emotional frequencies, yeke na 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 yoko, almost like having or doing a State of the Union address, because you're pulling yourself into a unified sacred space, yeshko na nie na. I think we have talked about Yeshkona, the several aspects of you, just like there are several aspects of God, Yeshkena. And these are all infinite. There's an infinite number, Yeshkona, and unknown. There's not so many slices of this pie we talked about. Onona ni eke na. And sometimes, onona ni eke, these slices or aspects describe maybe characteristics or functions that you do throughout your day, because you are a unified self, yashkona iena. However, there are slices of you that deal in certain ways, niyoko, and have certain functions, ieke na na niyoko. So as you prepare to go into your sacred space, yashkieke no, looking at the state of your God state, ieke na, the condition of your God state, yashkona, and understanding and maybe perhaps giving yourself a break, iekena, if there's one aspect of your life, iekona, that is not functioning, iekona, on all cylinders, iekona, or your emotional state, maybe iekena, slightly askew. Anayoko, we talked about loving all aspects of you. Yekona, even the aspects that are going through a tough time, anani yeshkona. And through the breath and through love, yeshkona, gently and compassionately pulling yourself back into the whole, yeshkena, yekena. So all parts are nurtured, even this part that may be slightly hurt. Anani yoko, or maybe greatly hurt, quite frankly, yokona, yena. We talked about, even within that hurt, there is the spark of love, yononieke, and some may say the spark of God, yononieke na. And that this loving aspect, yokona, yeke na na niyoko, is demonstrating to you, yokona, a greater, most brilliant capacity to love, yeke na na niyoko, yena. And then we talked about ieshkena na niyoko, the inhalation and the exhalation, iokona na nieke, and focused on the exhalation, iekena na niyoko, because if you are alive, you are always going to take the next inhalation, onono ieshkena. But the key is, through the exhalation, ieshkena na niyoko, you can direct iekena na niyoko with conscious consideration, iekona na nieke, that which you'd like to seed into the infinite void, EAK, the creative consciousness, the EAK Nana Niyoko. And then Ononieshke Na, yesterday we did Nana Yoko Nieke Na, our first example, EAK Nana Niyoko, of using that exhalation to breathe into the void, EAK Nana Niyoko, and then coming back out of the void, ieke na 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 niyoko okona. Breathing in a na niyoko with conscious deliberation, onono nieshke na 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 niyoko, and then ieke receiving and achieving yoko na na niyoko. Anani ieke na na niyoko okona, that cycle is important, iekona nieke, because we must emphasize that infinite circulation, which is another aspect that we've talked about over the first 7 days, iekona nieke, conscious nonioko receiving, ieko, consciously receiving, iekena nonioko, is part of the flow, ieshkena nonioko. So often we may plant iekena na niyoko, but we do not consider extracting from the conscious creation that which you like to receive, iekena na niyoko. So it's consciously planting and consciously extracting and bringing these niyoko items or emotions or relationships or events, you know, or things, iekena, back through consciously through and flowing back into your life, ieke na 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 yoko okona. Oh no, ieke, and then the most important thing, iokona nieke na, is expanding your love filter. And all of this, ieke na 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 yoko, through the expansion of your love filter, you will be able to alter the way that you're looking at things, ieke na 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 yoko okona. Yeshkena na niyoko iekena. And as you're looking at things, as everything is love, everything is God, the way that you look at things will be slightly nuanced, to allow you to have consideration, It's interesting. The word is coming, dignified response. So we'll go with that. So see, over 7 days, we have done a lot. This time that we have spent together, has really been the ideas have presented the ideas, the okona, and perhaps some solutions. As you considered meditating iokona, or even applying a prayer of petition, ieshkona iekena, because you really truly do have the power, ieshke, the force, ieshkena naniyoko, and you can consciously engage in manipulation of that force, iekena naniyoko, and source, iekena naniyoko, to come into achievement within your life. So today, Ieshkona Niekena Ananioko, we would suggest, we have suggested that you consciously now begin to document through maybe a journal, and quite frankly, to keep track of what you've asked for or what you were considering for your transformational shift. In the background, we are hearing the question, can we ask more than once? With clear intention, yes. Sometimes we would consider it to be a demonstration of impatience. And sometimes there are slight nuances because things in your environment have changed. We would say there is a difference between asking multiple times and just sitting with the intention of receiving and achieving and being in connection with the frequency of that which you wish for. Sitting in the frequency actually can be quite lovely. The discipline is just sitting in the frequency, not applying any almost like a nieshkona, plugging in yeshkena. We were going to say without any emotion, okoyakena, and staying in harmony and balance, yakona iena. But we would say, actually, being in love, being on love or on the love frequency, and then sitting with your desire. We would caution you, however, do not be in the mindset of why aren't you here yet, because Ieshkena Naniyoko, then it won't be here yet. Ieshkena Naniyoko, and that's what you're putting into the frequency of the void. I think that is a good listing of our accomplishments. Now, let's do our work. Oh, Mercedes was also questioning the seemingly the forwardness of herself, and then neocona, and then the shift neocona when we become more in the background. Nononi, we would just ask to flow with it at this point. Yeshke, when you are doing things in the physical, Nieshkona, that is when Mercedes comes more forward. Yeshke, and it is seamless. Yeke, it is funny because in the past it used to feel like for her, like she was popping in and popping out is the way that she would describe it. And as we have been going through this series, Yeshkona Nieke, it is like she just finds herself forward all of a sudden. Yeshkena. Anona. We do not, Nanyoko, that is why there is a vessel, Iekena Nanyoko, because we do not always understand the physical. Therefore, Nieke, our love, Mercedes, Iekena Nanyoko, is able to understand pacing and Nanyoko comfort, Ieshkena Nanyoko. So at times it would seem that there is a blending of the two of us, Ieshkona. That's a funny way of putting it. But there is a blending where Ieshkona Nieke, where we're both front and present, Ieshkena Nanioko. Please do not tarry your mind, Ieshkona Niekena. If you go with the flow, then it will flow, Ieshkena Nanioko. But understand, Iokona, that sometimes Mercedes may be as surprised as you are, Ieshkona, because she is somehow forward, Nanioko Iena. I think that is it at this point. We think that Ananioshko, that we are seeing if there is a question in the collective. That's the other point that Mercedes has found fascinating is Ononieshkena, is that even though we are in a static recording, Ieshkena Nanioko, Iena, that is almost like she can hear the consciousness asking questions. Ieshkena. Ieshkena, the question it seems to be, do I have to be excuse me. Do I have to be, like, Nonieshke, can I do this in the moment? And Nonieke, and absolutely, Ieshkona Nieke. As a matter of fact, Ieshkena it will almost become seamless at some point that you will not have to, center yourself, getting your state of being or your state of God, or evaluate where you're at. Nonieke, pull all your pieces together, Ieshkona, and then exhale and plant into the void. You won't have to do that, Ieshkona. This is a step by step, and we Nonieke Nananioko, and we are teaching this way for the first time because Iena Ananioko. As we have said, so much information has been downloaded, Ieshkona Niena Ananioko, but the nuances were being missed, Iekena Ananioko, causing frustration, Ieshkena Ananioko, and a misunderstanding of perhaps why some things were not completely lining up, Ononi Ieshkena Ananioko. And this is possibly just one way, Ieshkena Iakona. You have to remember that Ananieke, we are infinite and there is an infinite consciousness. So this is the way for the frequencies of people who are with Mercedes can hear Iekena Nananioko. But there may be other nuances and other ways that other teachers will come through other vessels, Iekena Nananioko. And also, you will also, the other important part of this is that you will also, Ieshkena Nananioko, come into an understanding of how or Nioko or what is the best Anani way to evolve into your relationship with consciousness. Ieke na nani yoko. Ne nani ieshke na anani yoko uke na. And once you evolve into the consciousness, Ieshkena, into your own individual relationship with Source, Iekena Nanayoko, things will come to you in a number of different ways. We talked about a couple of those ways throughout the last few days. Some of you will feel, and some of you will see, maybe through your inner eye, Yoshkona Nanieko. But when your eyes are open and you are actively involved in living your life, Ieshkena Nanioko, Iokona Ieke. The breath is the nuance, Iekena Nanioko. So once you understand about the exhalation, it may be that you're in a space, and instead of just reacting or moving through that experience, Iekena Nanioko, you will consciously exhale and almost ask guidance or ask Source for assistance or understanding or a filter to see clearer or something along those lines, and then you will just have the answer on the spot. Yoshkona Nanieke. This is about connecting to Source. Ieke na nananiyoko, ieke na. And as you practice, like you're strengthening a muscle or a nananiyoko or, you know, getting ready to run a marathon, something like that, Ieshkena. So as you go into training and practice, Ieshkona Nanieke, the nuances will present themselves. Ieshkona Niekena. So there is really no, this is just one way. We would not say it's the only way or the right way, Ieshkena Nanioko, but it is the way that the frequency Mercedes can communicate best, Iekona Niekena. And Nioko and the people who hear her will hear this teaching, Iekona. So let's settle ourselves just for a moment. Oh, yes. I know we forgot the most important piece, breathing into the void through the frequency of love. Ononon Ieshkena. When you enter the void, remember, Ieshkena Nanioko, that which you put into the void is what you will receive. Ieshkena Nanioko. So that is why when we say, Nyonko, make your State of the Union check, Ieke, or your State of God check. Yoshkona Niekena, pull yourself into the biggest filter of love that you can achieve in that moment. Yoshkona, go into the void through the frequency of love or through the filter of love. Onono Niekena. So, very gently, just breathing in and out through remembering breath. In through the nose and out through the nose. In this space right now, this may be the time that you're considering, if you haven't already done so, where to go, what to plant. And every day does not have to be a petition for something. You can come into the space just to sit for relaxation, rejuvenation, and comfort. Yeah, just checking your emotional states if there's anything that you're upset about. Expanding the filter of love in this area. Even though I do not understand, I know this is love. And I accept the love and receive the love of this moment. Beginning to focus directly and consciously on the fourth chakra, the heart chakra, the heart center. Let's this morning do a few breaths in the state of love for self. So you can place your hand on your fourth chakra, feeling the gentle rise and fall of your inhalations and exhalations of your breath. Just saying, I love you with your name. So, I love you, Mercedes. I love you, Mercedes. I love you. And say your name. Coming back into remembering breath. Breathing in through the nose and out through the nose. Beginning to expand the love filter. Breathing in, I am love. Exhaling through the mouth, I am. I am love. I am. I am love. I am. I am love. I am. Three more times. I am love. I am. I am love. I am. One more time. I am love. I am. Going back into remembering breath. Now, bringing your sacred seeds forward. Let's take it to the smallest sacred spiritual denominator. So joy, love, happiness, peace, freedom. What is the thing that you will, the emotional frequency that you will receive when you achieve that which you are desiring today? Bringing that up in your mind's eye, that infinite space within you. With no definition. Releasing the catalyst, the desire. I want a new car and it will bring me freedom. And just say freedom. Now just taking your smallest sacred seed, encase it in love. Now breathing in, exhaling. Saying the word freedom or love or joy, whatever you've selected. Inhaling. Bringing it back in to our dimension. And settling and accepting it. I'm going to say it out loud so you can hear. Inhaling freedom. Exhaling freedom. Complete, received, achieved, inhaling back into our world. Exhaling. You can put the I am with it as well if you'd like. It would look like this. I am freedom. Breathing into the void. Complete, received, achieved. Breathing in. Settling it into the flow of your life. Exhale. Breathing in freedom. Exhaling. Complete, received, achieved, inhaling. And settling into the flow of your life, exhaling. And a few rounds of that on your own. Let's use the word joy for a moment. You can hear Spirit saying joy, joy, joy. I am joy. Complete, received, achieved. joy. Joy, exhaling, complete, received, achieve. Joy, just resting now in the void, breathing and exhaling through the mouth, inhaling through the nose. Exhaling through the nose. Inhaling. Exhaling through the mouth. Inhaling through the nose. Exhaling through the nose. And just resting in remembering breath. Breathing in through the nose and out through the nose. And resting here. Now, breathing in and exhaling through the mouth, breathing in freedom, exhaling, I have it, I receive it, I achieve it, inhaling, releasing it into your life, exhaling through the nose, bringing up joy, joy, exhaling. I have it, I receive it, I've achieved it. And exhaling through the nose. Back into remembering breath. slowly bringing yourself back into this time and space. Wiggling your fingers and toes and maybe stretching up in the air and feeling the chair you're sitting in or the floor if you're laying down. Slowly opening your eyes. Just resting here for a moment, not jumping up. And sometimes when you're in the resting phase, another question will come up. That happens. You can note it for seeding into the void. Anono yeshke na naniyoko. We have not done that yet. Seeding your question into the void and anticipating and expecting the answer to come. It is a spirit is saying that it is a discipline to seed the question into the void and not to be answering it back, you know, as you're pulling it back. Oh, I think the answer is this. Just to seed it into the void and allow yourself to receive the answer. And it may come in various numbers of ways. That is the seeing of the God in source, in everything, because then you will see miracles, signs, and wonders, yononieke, and answers, yokonanieke na, in everything. Planting the question and releasing the answer to flow into you, flow into your space, into your mind. We like the analogy of closing your eyes and there's nothing to see. There's no container to see. And that is the infinite within you. So we think this is enough for today. Practice. And you can practice throughout the day, because remember, you carry your sacred space with you. Everywhere you are sacred and divine. In every situation, in every interaction, in every breath, you are magnificently divine. We love you, we love you, we love you, and we bid you adieu.